Hey, Michael.
Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going? Yes, okay.
Good. How many, so, like, if you were just going to give me an estimate, how many would you say your company gets people? Like, how many houses does the Google listing get?
I mean, there's no...
A month.
There's no limit on what you can get, Michael. But what I want to point out to you is this. Like, almost every single person that would be an ideal client for you is going to conduct this search at some point. They're going to look up your services. They're going to look up your reviews. They're going to look for credibility. You know what I mean? So, like, I can't guarantee you a certain amount of customers, but I can make sure that you're up there and that they're seeing you. You know what I mean? Because they still, at the end of the day, they get to pick who they want. But statistically, like I said earlier, you know, between power washing and pressure washing, within that 30 to 40 mile radius around Las Vegas, there was that 1,812 searches in the last 30 days. That doesn't mean that you're going to get 1,812 phone calls. That's just that many more searches that you would have been seen in that you weren't last month. You know, zero of those saw you last month.
Yeah.
So you could expect some increases in business and calls and traffic, but I can't guarantee you an exact number. I would just be lying to you if I guaranteed you a number, because they get to pick who they go with at the end of the day. But you're top recommended.
So when you Google it, you see the Kingdom Power Wash and the companies like that. My name would be right underneath them.
Well, it's right next to the map. There's a couple of guys that show up right next to the map. Now, there are guys at the top of the screen that do Google Ads and Google Guarantee. We offer that too, but I wouldn't be able to do that for $199 pricing structure.
Yeah, you would have to do the $300.
Yeah, I mean, it would be $250 just for an application fee, because they want to background screen you. Google provides insurance to the companies in the Google Guarantee, and then it would be at least like $300 a month after that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So
that's for the Google Guarantee guys.
What I'm doing right now with the $199 a month, you would fill me up with like Scared Water Property, LV Power Washing, Kingdom Pressure Washing, right by the map.
Exactly, but those guys are paying like double, basically.
For what? Why are they paying double?
Because I hooked you up with the discounted pricing structure.
Oh, they're using a different company?
Yeah, they're working with another Google partner, but their packages and pricing structures are the same for the services. So, you know, they're on the same package, but I'm giving you that package for $199. If you go on our website, the pro package is $399.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean,
so I'm not cutting corners.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like you're getting half the service pro or anything. Yeah.
No, yeah. Your pro premier is $500 a month.
No, that's the platinum premier. Keep scrolling down.
Platinum premier is $550.
Yeah, those are the ones Ads. Those are the ones with Google Ads. You're not doing Google Ads. You're doing a Google Places placement. Yeah, the Google Places are the guys on the map. So if you scroll down, there's more packages,
and then
you're on the Pro. Yeah, so I put you on the Pro.
What's the essential?
I'm trying to think. Oh, that's without the website. It doesn't have, like, the optimized landing page in there.
So you're giving me that price for the Pro.
Yeah, I'm giving you $199 for the Pro.
See, I talked to my mom,
And
she says go for it.
Yeah.
Just my whole entire thing. My thing right now is, I'm under a contract, or I'm a vendor for a company, and they're net 60 days, so you don't get paid for it. It could take up to 60 days. So, like, I don't know when they would pay me, so that's the whole thing, is I got a truck payment, and I got to buy soap and everything, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, if they were to pay me, like, tomorrow, I could for sure do it.
Oh, I just figured out they owe me. The pricing structures on the Pro to $499. What the heck?
Yeah, I saw that.
It used to be $3.99. They raised it by $100.
You're giving me such a good deal that I can't really say no. That's the whole thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to put you in the right spot. Because put it this way, almost every company that I talked to a year ago that was doing Angie's List and Home Advisor that said no to the Google listing is almost not even existent anymore. Or they shut down. Because that pay-per-lead system is like, you pay for like 3-4 leads before you get a job. 3-4 leads could cost you $100-$150.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Yeah, it's just not practical. Especially when you're starting a company. You're already putting so much money into starting the business, getting the power washing, pressure washing machines, you know, getting the solution, driving over to the jobs, quoting people, you know what I mean? It's all an investment, getting the website up and running. Last thing you want to do is to be paying for things that aren't moving your company forward.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
That's detrimental.
Giving someone a quote.
Yeah, that system's like for a guy that's been doing this for 10 years, has a bunch of money on the side that he could just throw at marketing to get some jobs in there to fill the hole, right? That's not for somebody that's going to be relying on that solely to generate business consistently for them. The only way you're going to get anything consistent through that is if you consistently pay a bunch of money. you know? Yeah.
You know, I think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, I'm putting you in a position to win. And then the contract with Home Advisor, like I said, there's ways you could get out of that because they're under investigation with the FTC. You could even go in there and report fraud on that FTC link that I sent you and then stop all transactions from them through your bank. You might even get reimbursed for it. I had a roofer that I was working with over in Fort Worth, Texas. He got reimbursed like $3,500.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. On all just leads that he got charged for that didn't turn into anything.
Wow. Yeah, I luckily just got into it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, so I've only put in like almost $300 just in leads for like three houses though.
Yeah, you should still be in your rescission period though, you know? You could tell him like, hey, I made a mistake, I can't afford this and I don't want to do it. Just lie, you could lie to him too and just be like, hey, we decided to shut our business down, the leads weren't working out. And then file the complaint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What are they going to say?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I think is there a website you guys have that I sign up for, or what happens?
No, I would create the account with you, and I'll secure the listing with you now. And then we'll do a client interview. I'll send you like the invoice receipt, the outline of the agreement, get you access to the tracking system, and then we'll do a client interview like tomorrow at a set time. And then they're going to interview you on the business. So they're going to go over, like, the service area that you want to go to in case there's, like, areas you don't want to be shown in. And then they'll go over the keywords that you want to be listed for. And then we'll also pick your brain on, like, how you want the website to look. So client interviews are usually, like, 30 to 45 minutes long. It's going to be with a separate technician. But we ask for an hour window in case it goes over, you have any extra questions. Once the client interview is completed, we start working on the website. We'll get all the directory submissions done for you. And then you should receive your PIN verification in the mail. PIN verification could take usually 5 to 7 days to receive. We need the 5-digit number on the back of that when you get it. So I don't know if that's...
Can I give you a call?
Yeah, you could call me directly. You could call into customer service. You can email it in. You could text it in. Just as long as you get it into us. Then after that, you could burn the postcard, throw it away, do whatever you want with it. You only have to do that with Google one time for as long as you own your company. Even if you don't use our services in the future, you still exist as a business on Google.
Okay.
Yeah, and it'll save all your reviews and everything. So you'll be a verified company.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
When is it that I pay?
I could get it set up right now if you're ready to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you just gotta say F it and take shots, you know?
Yeah, 100%. That's basically 99% of my life. That's how I had my first son. one too many drinks in and F it, and I'm like, woohoo! It actually was like the best thing that ever happened to me. Okay. Yeah, it really is, though. It's like, it's the best thing that ever happened in my life came from 2-3 beers and an F it. All right, Michael. What's your last name?
Madonia.
O-N-I-A. Okay, and you're the sole owner?
Yeah, sole proprietorship.
Okay, I'm going to send you everything in writing, so that way you have it in black and white because of the discounts that I applied. What's your email address?
M-M-A-D-O-N-I-A.
Okay.
823@gmail.com.
First initial, last name, 823@gmail.com?
Yes.
All right, gotcha. And then the PIN verification letter, where did you want me to send that? What's the street address?
10312.
Okay.
Crest Village Court.
Crest Village Court. Okay, I found it. In Vegas, 89129.
89129, yes.
Okay, gotcha. Update. And then you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for the customer. Did you want to use this phone number?
Yeah, this phone number.
Okay, 702-763-0959.
Perfect.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation listed?
24/7.
Okay, so open availability. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I don't want check.
No check. Okay, so just cash and card?
Yeah, check's the only one. Cash and card, yeah. I was told check is...
It's awkward.
Check.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Yeah.
If it bounces and then you got to go back to their house, it's, like, really weird.
Yeah.
It's like, don't cuss at them, but I need to be, like... I need this money. They should have known and had that figured out, but... I've crossed that bridge a couple times. It's not pretty.
Yeah, I was. I almost crossed that bridge, but my buddy told me not to. So I
No, I know. I've had to actually like talk some of the guys that I work with like out of doing this, and he's like, "Hey, man, what can I do about this?" And da da da. And he's like, "He's not answering my phone." I'm like, "Well, if you worked on his house, you know where he lives, you know." Just yeah, and then I was like, "Just keep your composure, though. You know, like, it's still like." Write your reviews. Maybe, you know, something went through that he didn't know went through. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so I got the availability, got the cash card. Okay, we're going to build the site for you. Did you say you had a logo or, like, photos of work that you've done in the past?
I do. I have all of that. I have logos, photos.
Okay.
I have an Instagram and Facebook account, but, I mean, it's very small.
Yeah, you were telling me about that earlier. Let me, I'm going to send you an email address. If you could send in any photos or logo that you want on the website, I'll make sure that those get attached to it, and we'll purchase the domain during your client interview.
Would it be easier if I send you, like, my Instagram that has all the photos that I want on it? Or?
Well, no, the reason we do it that way, Michael, is there's, like, a paper trail, so we have, like, proof that you gave us consent to use that rather than us just going and pulling it off the Internet. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, yeah. Can't just, like, copy and paste things. Same thing, like, with your reviews. We can't actually, like, transcend your reviews from other platforms onto Google. That would be really cool if we could. But they have to be logged into their email to write the review. And that way it's traceable.
Oh,
that way it's not
sense.
Like a competitor just going in there and writing 100 bad reviews about you, you know? It's traceable.
Yeah, I know exactly what
you're
saying.
We could also dispute them. Yeah.
So it's photos@localsplash.com?
Yeah, photos@localsplash.com. And that'll come right over to us. That goes to the company, but we have your email and your phone number on file, so we'll know exactly what account to attach that to and what site to attach it to.
Okay, cool. I just put under pressure photos for the subject, and I'll
Perfect.
Send you. How many photos is recommended?
I mean, they say, because we want to keep the loading times on the website down. Like, you want it to have a quick loading speed for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So they say try to start out with like 10 to 12, and then we could get it up to 25 with like the newer jobs that come in.
Oh, so okay, that's a little more than I was thinking. I mean, I had 10 to 12, but like I was thinking like five.
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, just send in what you have. Obviously, we'll make the most of it. And then during the client interview, they'll get, like, content from you. So they'll ask you about, like, if you have a company slogan or if you have a motto and things like that. It's, like, a questionnaire that helps
us. Oh, okay. That's all tomorrow?
I'm going to set it with you, actually, right now. So while we're on that subject, what's a good time where we can knock that out?
Tomorrow, 2-3 o'clock.
2-3. Okay. All right.
I still have my other job because it's stable money and super slow. It's a golf course, so it's super slow since it's super hot out. No one wants to go golfing. So like 2-3 is when it's super slow.
I know. I thought about it. I drove by that course that was kind of by like the Las Vegas sign, like right when you're entering.
Oh, and the Wynn? It's right by the Wynn?
Yeah, it was right, yeah. No, yeah, it's like, I don't know if it was Westgate. I was about to turn into it. It was literally, like, right next to the Las Vegas sign. Like, literally, like, I feel like it was, like, a couple hundred yards up, maybe. Yeah, and then, like, I almost turned in there, and my lady was like, are you crazy? And I was like, maybe not. It was, like, 108. You forget how hot it is. We just sit in the AC in the car, yeah.
It's so hot.
I know, man. It's pretty bad out here, too, actually. Let me see right now. It's 87 right now.
You said that's bad?
Jeez. Yeah, see, it's not the desert. That's bad. Yeah, I got up to 108 this weekend when I was out there. I was like, dang. But, yeah, it's supposed to get up to 100 by the end of the day, but that's, like, really bad for the coast, you know? That's about as bad as it gets.
Yeah, that's really bad for you guys.
Yeah, that's about as bad as it gets out here.
How close are you to Mission Viejo?
Mission Viejo is, like, 20 minutes, I would say.
That's where my family's from.
Oh, yeah? That's a nice area.
Yeah.
They got a lot of really nice, like, houses. I almost bought a house over there, actually, just because
it's
the suburbs. Yeah, well, everything out here is expensive, man. The closer you get to the water, the more expensive it gets. California in general is just expensive.
Yeah.
Like, crazy. Once you cross that border in Nevada, the prices of everything just goes down dramatically. But it's also, like, a lot of things there are expensive. Like, I forgot, like, you go to Vegas, you're blowing money left and right. You know what I mean? Like, a couple days out there, I was like, this is robbery. Yeah, it was like I went into
strip clubs.
I did it. Well, I try not to do that. I got my lady and my son out there. but I have been. I'm not going to be a hypocrite, you know. Those are years of mine now, unfortunately.
You can't miss out on that, you know?
Huh?
You can't miss out on the strip club here in Vegas.
I know. They're really cool. But I'm just going to wait until my son's, like, older and then have, like, a... You know, father, son. Hey, you ever seen that before? No.
That's a dad.
Yeah, I got a 6-year-old that I got a 1-year-old, so I got a lot of time, you know.
You got a long time.
Yeah, at least 12 more years. So, all right, so I got everything squared away.
So I'm looking at my photos right now.
Okay. No, you're good.
And I think I got, like, maybe 6 photos. Mm. Is that too less, or should I try and get more?
No, that's okay. Like I said, we also have some generic photos that, like, abide by the copyright laws, so we don't have to worry about them, like, you know, us getting in trouble for using them. Basically, they're already, like, pre-approved photos for your industry. So we have those we can use temporarily, and then, like I said, man, like, clients are going to come in. You know, I'm sure you got a smartphone. Take a before shot, take an after shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then just keep that portfolio, like, developing. You know, the more of them you have, and then we'll obviously list those on the site, so that way the customers have, like, a good little portfolio of work and they know you're capable.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. It's always good for them to see that, you know? Or if they have, like, a question about a certain type of job, like, you know, I know he'll power wash this, or he'll pressure wash this, but will he do that? And then they go on the site and they're like, oh, he's actually done it before, so yeah, he'll do this. You know, it's one of those kind of things.
Okay, so I'm going to send you 8 photos right
okay.
now. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah, it's perfect. Just want to make sure they're there before the client interview. The client interview I scheduled for tomorrow between 2 and 3, and then you're going to get an email right now. It's like just a confirmation.
Oh, I got your email.
Yeah.
Is the client interview going to be with you, or is it going to be with someone else?
No, yeah, we'll be with someone else. They're going to call you from an 877 number, so the same number that you called in. It just won't have the extension attached to it. And then they'll say, hey, we're
okay.
calling from Local Splash about your client interview. I'll still be here with you, too. So same thing, like you called in right now. If I'm on the phone, then you're going to get forwarded to one of my representatives, and then they basically were just like messaged me and then stalled until I hung up with this guy to transfer you over to me. Or if you leave a message, I'll just call you back, you know, the second I'm available, or if I'm available, it'll come right through to me.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So then, yeah, I got 8 photos.
Yeah, that's a great start. I've actually started sites with no photos and no logo, and we built the logo for them, and then obviously we used generic photos and started developing them as the new jobs came in.
Yeah, I got what you're saying. Can I send the email with 8 photos and then another email with my logo?
Yeah, yeah. You can send them in, too, like in the future. Like even like a couple weeks from now, a month from now, like as new jobs roll in, you could send them in real time. Like, hey, I wanted this added to my site.
Oh, you can get more photos?
Yeah, yeah. Just say, hey, I wanted this added to my portfolio, and then send it over. And then they'll get the message. There's already guys back there. They'll just do it. They don't even, you know, have to call you to confirm.
That's
they're like,
cool.
Obviously, you sent it in, and it's like a caller ID system. They have your email and your number already on file, so they know what account it is.
That's cool. Well, thanks for, like, making me feel safer about the decision, you know, like, because I've been called by you guys, and I don't know if it was your company, but I've been called about Google ads, and like I told her, I didn't want to sound racist, but there's a bunch of like Indian dudes, and like, you know, they're like...
No, I mean, you should, come on, man, we're American. Like, yeah, like you should be leery of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you sound like you're from here, you know? I'm not racist at all,
yeah,
you know what
weird.
I mean? I got all kinds of family, all different colors and sizes and shapes.
Yeah, like
not Indian ones,
like,
but
they're yeah. Damn.
But yeah, we all look different, but we usually sound pretty similar.
Yeah, right.
So that's definitely something to be leery of, you know. And then once you give your billing information, that's like super sketchy. But I've become like less and less leery of that stuff because of how traceable everything is. You know what I mean? And then like you know, like, it's basically a paper trail. That's why they're doing the digital currency. It's a lot easier to track digital currency and things that happen on your card than cash. They have no idea or no way to monitor, really, cash flow. You know what I mean? That's why the IRS doesn't really tax you for, dollar bills. You know, and the casinos all want cash. It's hard to regulate. It's hard to regulate.
Exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, but, like, transactions with a card is, like, so regulated, and there's such a paper trail. Like, your bank could tell you exactly where the money went. You know what I mean? If it went over to India, they
can
always, like,
your bank.
Yeah, they can shut the card down, give you a new card the same day. You know what I mean? Different numbers, and they don't even have access
to
your
money.
Yeah. So it's actually a lot safer than people seem. It was just when we first started doing cards, it was kind of like, yeah, that's super sketchy. You know what I mean? What about this? And obviously people were finding the loophole in it and take advantage of it until the system's, like, foolproof, you know?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, so that's basically what we're going through.
Do you want my card today or tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm gonna get it from you right now. Actually, that's the last thing we got to do, and then we'll I'll voice verify you, and then you'll be good to go until the client interview tomorrow.
Perfect.
All right, let me go into your billing.
And when do I get going?
We're gonna start.
When do you guys?
Working on everything today. So like, we're submitting this profile to Google, and then they'll send out your PIN verification letter today. To the 10312.
Oh, and then as soon as I get the...
Yeah, and then we'll do the client interview tomorrow. You're okay. We'll do the client interview tomorrow. Get started on your website. Purchase the domain. Obviously, we need to interview you, so that way we know exactly what direction we're going in with, like, your keywords, where you're listed, and how you want your website to look. So the client interview is really important. But we'll purchase the domain, develop all the content, and then by the time you get that PIN in the mail, we can go ahead and verify you and then put you in position to start receiving those calls.
Perfect.
Yep. So that's the general process.
So
So to be honest with you, though, like the first week and a, like the first week and a half, you're not really going to see much. But you know, this is also something that you're doing not just for the short term, but the long term. And then obviously,
it's just to get the business.
Yeah, and you're in a good area for what you do. I mean, people talk about peak season and everything like that, and like, yeah, you're starting it up in peak season, but you're pretty much going to have work, like, year-round. There's never a point where the search requests for power washing and pressure washing drop down to zero. There's never, like, a time of the year where you're just not getting anything.
That's
good. So it's good and bad, I guess. Because sometimes it gets really, really cold out there, too. It's like bipolar.
Cold. Like, it gets colder than you guys.
Yeah, no, it gets way colder and way hotter over there. The weather is
bipolar. It's crazy. It's,
I've also came out there for New Year's one time. It was like the last time I went before this time was like New Year's 2019. It was a while ago. But it
it snowed that time, didn't it? Or was it a little after that?
No, it was snowing. Like, we were driving through. I remember we were driving in up to 15, and it was just, there was, like, the mountains were all capped. I was like, what the heck? You know?
Yeah, I've been here for 18 years, and I've only seen snow twice.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I thought that was a normal thing.
Yeah.
I was like, this is horrible. I remember, like, I wore a suit, and, like, I went out there in a suit, and I was freezing. Like, I had the full jacket, vest, everything, and I was going outside like, this is not okay. So, all right.
Yeah.
But I got your profile set up. Sorry. I just need to secure the listing. In terms of securing the first month's payment, Michael, did you want to do that using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
Okay. And then is it under your name, the business name? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
It is. It's under my name.
Okay.
It's under my name, but I just said, will it be charged today?
Yes.
And then it's going to be every 30 or 31st of every month?
Yeah, so I'm going to do a voice verification right after this. The voice verification is going to go over, like, the agreement. So it's going to outline the agreement,
okay,
and you have to agree to it before I can run the payment.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you're, like, one step ahead of me. So is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American?
Yeah, it's a Visa.
Visa, okay.
Visa.
And then you said it was under your name. Is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending Google pin? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
It is 4342.
4342.
5740.
5740.
4877.
4877.
8172.
8172. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
Is 0826.
0826.
And then...
Okay, and then three-digit code?
And the 380.
380. Okay, so we're going to do the voice verification now. It's a recorded line. It's going to outline the agreement. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? Just be like, hey, John, what does that mean?
Okay.
I can rephrase it for you, man. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Under pressure washing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Michael Madonia, and I am the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Under Pressure Washing today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay, and it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash and your customers within a reasonable period of time.
Yes.
It says 24 to 48 hours. I'm not going to ride you if you miss calls. I understand you have like another full-time job, but there is like a pipeline in there too. So if you do miss calls and you need to get back to those leads, like whenever you get off your other job, you can log into the tracking system. I'll show you how to do that. And then you could always get those leads and call them back, kind of thread through them.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
The cool thing with my job is I can take a call whenever I want. So
nice. Yeah, that'll definitely help a lot. But I also understand, too, like sometimes these guys are on jobs and then they're getting calls about new jobs. So it's like sometimes you can't always answer the phone if you're on a roof or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that pipeline really helps, too. Like especially if somebody calls after hours, like maybe you had a rough day, you pass out early, or you just decided the weather's too bad, I'm not going to go back out in the sun today. Then you still, you know, have opportunities where you can go and call them and set yourself up for the following day.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. All right, where was I?
Sounds good.
Okay. Oh, here we go. In hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
So we know what you're currently doing. It's just saying that if you add anything after today, let us know about it so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any listings.
Sounds good.
Okay. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it 2 months when you first sign up to use our service, but it is month to month. It's paid 1 month at a time. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is August 31st of 2022 in the discounted amount of $199. That's going to be for our pro package. I've included the optimized landing page at no additional charge. I've also waived the setup fee that's affiliated with your programming. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 31st day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $199. Excuse me. It does state if there's not 31 days in that month, then it'll automatically renew on the first day of the following month.
Okay.
Okay. I think I answered the question that you were asking me earlier.
Yeah, I was gonna ask another one that you just answered, so that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. And then it does state here in the fine print, you are not binded to a contract, so you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. All that we ask is that you let us know up to 3 business days before the next billing is due. So basically 3 days before the 31st, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. And then they asked, yeah, I mean, we don't want to be with anybody that doesn't want to be with us. You know what I mean?
Because one of you guys, not your company, but a different company, told me that it takes 2 months just to be with them. The contract is just to be with them for 2 months before you can cancel.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much what they're saying here. Yeah, it's like they want you to do it for at least 2 months, like especially because we're building the site and everything. Like it kind of hurts if we put
– yeah.
Because the way I got you set up, like we would actually lose money if you canceled after 1 month. You know what I mean?
On a pro package
at $199?
Take a little bit.
Yeah, and so we do say, like, hey, you know, obviously you'll be able to see return on investment in that first month. You'll be able to have traffic and data, and I'm sure it'll be better than what you're getting from Angie's. But it's just saying, like, month two is where things are really going to start to pop, not just for you, but for us, too. Like, we won't make a penny on this account until you actually hit that point.
Oh, okay. So I could see why other companies stay 2 months in.
Yeah, because a lot of it's actually just going into, like, PIN verifying you, paying for the domain for your site. You have to pay when you're submitted to all those directories. So we're actually hosting it for you and doing all the legwork, but that doesn't mean it doesn't cost us money to do it, you know? And then obviously man hours, too. So instead of you hiring somebody and paying them an hourly wage to work for you or work there and get you up on all those directories, you know, it's a lot cheaper to do it with us. And then, of course, you can't get in the Google Places placement unless one of them opens up, so you'd still have to sign up with us, even if you did have somebody in-house at some point, you know? Okay, so where was I? Oh, then it just says, do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so upon your initial payment authorization, I'm going to process the transaction right now. You're going to get a welcome email and a welcome text message from our company.
Do I need to respond to either one?
The text message, yes. The text is going to have an outline of the agreement in writing because I put you on the discounted pricing structure. So it's going to have in black and white like all the products and features that are in that pro package for the discounted pricing. It's going to have the billing date, the cancellation policy, and then at the bottom it'll just ask you to check this box and certify that that's your card and you authorized that transaction. It wasn't somebody pretending to be you. And then it'll have you do like an e-signature of your first and last name, which basically you just click on it, type it out, and hit confirm.
Sounds good.
I'll show it to you right now. It should be on its way over to you.
All
right. All right. And we're almost done.
When I get it.
I hear you're getting into the car and stuff.
Oh, no. Since the call, I've been at this house. I've been waiting to get this house.
Hopefully with the AC on. Shoot.
No. It's outside.
Oh, that's horrible. All right.
Yeah.
You ever just, like, turn the pressure washer on yourself?
Yeah, I spray myself sometimes, not gonna lie.
Yeah, I would. I would do that for sure.
It gets a little warm out here. It's 111 right now.
That's ridiculous, man. It was so bad.
But I got the text.
Okay, you got the one that says, Michael, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes, and I got the email. So there's two blue links. Which one? The phone number or
the
link?
The one with your phone number on it is the one.
Okay,
it says my.localsplash.com/terms, and I'll have your phone number at the end.
And I gotta go. This is all the contract right here.
Well, it's everything in writing. You're not binded to a contract, but that's all the yeah. I mean, yeah, basically, yes. To
okay, yeah. So yeah. I get it. So I just.
But if you go down to the bottom, there's a box. Yeah, check. Type your name, and then there's a hard copy of this in your email too. And then we also sent your invoice receipt over to your email. So, like I was telling you earlier, you can write it off. So, in the grand scheme of things,
sweet.
Yeah, you're going to end up getting it back. I hope you're already kind of, like, saving, like, gas receipts and
everything
stuff.
Everything I buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything I buy. I got a Moon invoice, and that just, you're allowed to put your expenses and everything you make, so it makes life so much easier.
Okay, good. Yeah, because that's always a tip.
Username and password.
Okay, yeah, so at the client interview I have scheduled tomorrow between 2 and 3, they're going to give you the login credentials and a YouTube video. They may even email it over to you tonight, but I just want to say tomorrow just to be, you know, under promise, over delivered.
Okay, so.
But there's a YouTube video in there that shows you how to use it. Nah, you don't need it right now. It'll have a link and a YouTube video. You could log into it and then change the UN and password to whatever you like.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup. I know you got that job in front of you, so thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just call in, man. We're here to walk you through it and make sure everything's going smoothly for you.
Perfect. Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to working with you, too. Beat that heat, man.
Me, too.
Stay hydrated.
Will do. Thank you. Have a good one.
You, too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.